Okay, today we're learning Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. We are holding at the two dots on the topic of Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Mishnah said, "V'kona es hatzma," that an Eved Kenani can acquire himself and go free b'kesef, by someone else paying for him to get out, or by him getting his own shtar. That was Rav Meir's opinion, that you can give him a shtar shukr directly, or someone else could pay for him to get out. So b'kesef al yidei achir min, aval al yidei atzmo, lo. By kesef, only someone else pays for him to get out, does he go free, but not if he pays for himself to get out. So the Gemara explains, Rav Meir, b'maya skinan, ilema shalom idaito, what exactly are we talking about over here? If we're talking about that it's not midas the eved, michti shamana leila Rabbi Meir da amar, chov levet sheyetzim yad rabbi l'cheirus. Rabbi Meir is the one that holds that it's not good for an eved to go free, that it's actually makes his life worse when he goes free, because when he's free, he's not going to be allowed to marry a shivcha kananis. If the Eved's unaware of this, when you're paying for him to go free, aren't you unauthorized to do that? Because we have a concept, important concept. You could do something good for a person behind his back, but you can't do something bad for a person on his behalf, behind his back, without him knowing about it. You can't be his shliach to do something bad for him if he doesn't know about it. So if you're going to assume like Rav Meir that going free from avdus is bad, how can you do that without his knowledge? El pshita midaito, must be that you're doing it with his knowledge. And what Rav Meir is teaching me is that the only way an Eved Kenani goes free with kesef is if someone else pays it, but not if he pays it. Alma in kinyan Eved below Rabbo, because an Eved has no kinyan in anything without his master. So ask the Gemara, Ihachi, if that's the case, that we're talking about the shichrur that's done with the Eved's knowledge, so Ihachi ema seifa, the seifa goes on to say, b'shtar al yidei atzmo, that he can receive the shtar on his own. So al yidei atzmo in, al yidei achirim lo, sounds like he can only receive it on his own, but you're not allowed to give the shtar to someone else on his behalf. But if it's with his knowledge, why can't you give it to someone else who will be his shliach to receive it? And if you say that al yidei atzmo means he can even receive it himself, but of course he can have someone else receive it for him as well, and it's teaching us this critical principle, important concept, Gito viyado bayim kechad. It's coming to teach me that Gito viyado bayim kechad, that he acquires his get and he acquires his hand, which means there's his ownership over his own hand, his ability to acquire things, all at the same time. It all comes simultaneously. That's the Chiddush. The Chiddush is that he's allowed to acquire his own get, and that he doesn't have to give it. It doesn't have to be given to someone else. V'lo tani achi, but that's not what the Braisa says. The Tanya, because the Braisa says b'shtar al yidei atzmo v'lo al yidei achirim. Divrei Meir. The Rav Meir understands the shtar he has to acquire on his own, and he cannot be given through someone else. So Amar Abaya explains Rav Meir as follows: Li'olam shalomi daito. The Mishnah is really talking about where the Eved has no idea that he's being freed. Why then is does kesef happen? How then could kesef happen? Ali de achirim. I thought it's a chov. Shiny kesef hov v'kani lebal karche makni lebal karche. Kesef is different. That since the adon can acquire him with kesef against his will, so the adon can free him with kesef against the will. Iachi shtar nami. Well, then why don't we say the same thing about a shtar also? The adon can acquire him with a shtar against his will, so why don't we say that the adon can free him with a shtar against his will? Answer the Gemara, hai shtar l'chud v'hai shtar l'chud. Those are two different shtaros. We had this when it comes to Makish Havaya Litzio also, that we said Gittin and Kiddushin are different shtaros, so that you can't say that that we learn Kiddush Shtar, that it's the same as a get. They're very different. Kesef is the same. All money is in fact the same. So here also these two shtaros are different. Hachanami hai kaspul chud vai kaspul chud. Why don't we say that this money is the money he was bought with and the money he's going free with are different? No, tiva miachadhu. All money is considered currency, so it's all considered the same thing. So Abaye's explanation of Rav Meir is that you can that an eved kenani goes free with money even against his will, but with a shtar only only if he's willing. The shtar only with his will. Rava Amar Kesef Kabbalos Rabbo Garmelo. Rava explains that no, we're talking about where he has no idea, and the reason he has no idea is being freed, and the reason the Kesef works even against his will, and a shtar does not work against his will, is because Kesef Kabbalos Rabbo Garmelo. Kesef, the fact that his master received money from the one who gave him, is what caused the Eved to have the shichur, and other people who give money are not the ones who are being meshachra the Eved. It's really the master accepting the money that makes him free. So since the master is not the shliach of the Eved, he's receiving the kesef for his own benefit, and the Eved just automatically goes free. So that could happen even against the Eved's will, because it's not about the Eved's will; it's about the master receiving the money. But when it comes to shtar kabbalas achirim garmalov. When it comes to the shtar, the shtar is something you receive from the Adon. So that only helps if someone is doing it on behalf of the Eved. That the Eved has to know about. So the main point is that Rabbi Meir holds Kesef, an Eved goes free with Kesef al Yedei Acherim, even when he doesn't know about it. Even when he doesn't know about it. And with shtar al yidei atzmo, with shtar accepting himself, only if he knows about it. With shtar, only if he actually knows about the receiving of the shtar. That's Rav Meir. Now the Gemara is going to explain the Chacham. The Chacham omrim bekesef al yidei atzmo. The Chacham says the opposite. That kesef he can buy himself out with himself, but shtar has to have someone else receive the shtar for him. Bekesef al yidei atzmo in al yidei achirim lo. By kesef, if he has someone else pay his way out, it's not going to be good. Am I? Why? Nihi nami de shalom idaito. Granted that it's done against his will, but michti shemana lehu l'rabbanan da amri zuchusu sheyetzi mitachas yad rabba l'cheirus. Isn't it beneficial to him that he gets to go free from his master? According to the rabbanan v'tanina, zach l'adam shalom b'fanav veichav lo el b'fanav. That anything that's a zuchus for him, anything that's beneficial to him, you're allowed to do even without his approval. So why is it that by kesef it can only be done al yidei atzmo, someone else can't do it for him? Let someone else do it for him. It's a zuchus for him. And if you think al yidei atzmo doesn't mean that he has to do it, it means even he can do it, but someone else can also do it. When it's coming to teach me that an Eved can make a kinyan without his master, well, if that were the case, well, then how would you teach the Seifa? How would you read up the Seifa? Where it says, Bishtar al yidei acherim, that Bishtar, it has to be done through someone else. Velo al yidei atzmo. And that means he can't accept the Shtar on his own. But Vakaimelan, the Gito V'yodabon Kechad. Why wouldn't he be allowed to accept the Shtar on his own? It's Gito V'yodabon Kechad. He acquires the get and the right to acquire anything with his hand all at the same time. The Chitema, my Al Yidei Acherim, Af Al Yidei Acherim. Maybe when it says, the Chum say that a Shtar could be acquired Al Yidei Acherim, it means even Al Yidei Acherim, but he could accept the Shtar himself as well. V'hakamash Melan, and the Chiddush of saying that others can accept it for him is to tell us that Dizchus Hula Eved Shietzim Yad Rabbe L'Cherus, that it's a Zchus for the Eved to go free. Ihachi, if that were the case, Nervinu V'nis Ninu, let it say all of it together. Bekesev U'mishtar, Bein Al Yidei Acherim, Bein Al Yidei Atzmo, that both by Kesev and Shtar he can accept, both by himself and by having other people accept it for him. No, it must be that it's not that everything can be accepted both by himself and by other people. Ella bekesef bein al yidei acherim bein al yidei atzmo. By kesef, he can accept it himself or someone else can accept it for him. But bishtar al yidei acherim velo al yidei atzmo. But a shtar can only be accepted by other people, not by himself. Reb Shimon ben Elazar, and we're assuming like Reb Shimon ben Elazar, titan Reb Shimon ben Elazar omer af bishtar yidei acherim lo yidei atzmo. That by a shtar it can only be al yidei achirim and not al yidei atzmo. Can only be through someone else and not through himself. So shalosh machlokas b'davar. So there are actually three different opinions about freeing an eved kanani. According to Reb Meir, an eved is freed with kesef al yidei achirim, even against his will, and not al yidei atzmo. And with shtar al yidei atzmo and not al yidei achirim against his will, because it's a chov v'lo. According to the Chachamim, an Eved is freed with Kesef al Yidei Atzmo, and certainly al Yidei Acherim, because it's a Zechus, and Shtar is Bein al Yidei Atzmo, Bein al Yidei Acherim, because it's Zechus, and according to Rav Shimon ben Elazar, who's quoted in the Seifa, it's B'Shtar al Yidei Acherim, that's true both by Kesef and by Shtar, that he's Yotzei al Yidei Acherim, because it's Zechus, but not he can't go out al Yidei Atzmo at all, not with Kesef, because it's not, there's no Kinyan Levit below Rabbo, and not with Shtar, because so I guess the main point over here will be the Chachamim hold that bekesef al yidei atzmo he goes free, bekesef both bekesef and bishtar al yidei atzmo and al yidei acherim he goes free. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds both bekesef and bishtar al yidei acherim he goes free, but not al yidei atzmo. So again, the Chachamim hold both by Kesef and Shtar, Al Yidei Atzmo, Al Yidei Acherim, he always goes free. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar holds, by Kesef and Shtar, Al Yidei Acherim, he goes free, but not Al Yidei Atzmo. Amar Rabba, my time with Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, what's the reason for Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar who says that we don't say Gito V'Yodoban Kechel, and that's why an Eved cannot be free by himself, receiving the shtar, he needs acherim to receive the shtar for him. Gamar la la mi isha, because he derives la la from a get isha. The pasuk says v'kas of la by isha, and it says ochuv shalonitan la by a shivcha. So ma isha achi yotzi get l'rishul sheina shalo, just like by a get isha, the get has to go into somewhere that doesn't belong to the husband. So too, when you free a slave, it has to go into a rishus that doesn't belong to him, that doesn't belong to the master. Okay, we'll stop there. We'll pick up with Bayi Rabba next time.